Morena, welcome back to the Māori Millionaire Podcast. I'm your host, Te Kahukura Boynton. I am a six-figure business owner and I'm on a mission to bridge the wealth gap. If you're new here, welcome, no mai haere mai, and if you've been here before, you'll know just how much I value your time. So let's just dive into today's podcast episode. As always, the disclaimer is available in the description. None of the information provided should be considered as personal financial advice. Anyways, today's podcast episode is all about how content I made last year still makes me money. This episode is going to be a quickfire episode, but it's still going to be golden. So today what I wanted to teach you about was the compounding effect. So when I talk about 1% better every day and what this actually does, this is about the compounding effect of just small wins each day that are compounded over time to make bigger wins. So I just want to share an example. When I first started my whole water journey, I've lost over 70 kgs. When I first started, I started by walking for 5 minutes each day. So at the beginning, 5 minutes was really hard, but as time went on, my strength, you know, built, my resilience got better. And so over time, 5 minutes became easy, then it became 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and so on and so forth. The effect of this was compounding, right? So where 5 minutes was hard, 10 minutes became easy, 15 minutes became easy. Over time, the results just compounded and I got better and better and better until now, you know, it's been a couple years and I'm about to run my first 12K next month. Like, that's insane, you know, but that's not, it's also very logical. It's like, obviously that was going to happen because of the compounding effect of showing up and just being 1% better every single day. Now, that's with Hawara. The same thing applies to content. Here's how it works. So the more you show up, the more you create content, the better you get at articulating your offers, your messaging improves, which increases your conversion rate. When you increase your conversion rate, this is how you can start making passive income if it's things that aren't tied to your time. So for example, a passive offer, like a digital program, this isn't tied to your work. So for example, if I was selling a one-on-one session, that is tied to my time. But a digital offer, like a program, I can sell a million of them. It doesn't matter because I'm not using my time to be able to sell those. So when you can show up more and make your content better over time, you increase your conversion rate, you're going to make more passive income. So over the other thing that happens when you show up consistently with your content is that over time, especially with long form content, if your search terms are optimized for search engine optimization, so this means, like, for example, are you titling your podcast episodes and including in the description words that will be searched for a long period of time, like 1 year into the future, 2 years into the future? For example, how my business makes passive income, this isn't something that's just specific to April 2025 when I'm recording this. You could be in April 2027 and it's still relevant for you. And so this is how you get to actually have a compounding effect of not only do I get to make sales today, but I also get to make sales in the future. So an example is last year, I made a program that was all about healing your money mindset, improving your money management, and getting started in business. Now, I made all of my content specifically targeted towards the problem and pain points that that course speaks to. So that would be, you know, having a scarcity mindset, not knowing how to manage your money better, wanting to start a business but having no clue how to. And so those are problem points that don't go away. There will always be people who don't know how to start a business. There will always be people who struggle with a scarcity mindset. So when I create content that actually lasts, the word that came to my mind was lingers, but like it literally lingers, you know, for 5 years in the future, people will still be suffering from those things. So this is where you get to have that compounding effect where not only are you making money today, you're making money in a year and 2 years down the track. Social media content does the exact same thing, but I find that longer form content has a higher conversion rate. I get far less engagement on my podcast than I do on a social media post, but I make more money from my podcast than I do using social media content. So if you don't have any valuable long form content, like a podcast or a YouTube channel, or even like a blog, I'd really encourage you to look at that inside your business. Now, this is exactly what you need to do in order to have those conversion rates. So there's 3 points in an offer that you've created. There's point A, point B, and point C. Point A is where they're at before they take your program, before they invest in whatever you're offering. So this is their problem point. So what are they struggling with when they want to buy whatever you're selling? So say, for example, you're selling a rongoā balm that helps people with eczema. Point A could be that, you know, they wake up in the morning and their skin is stuck to their sheets because overnight they've scratched their skin so hard that it's bled everywhere. And I'm like going into detail, but you know what I'm saying? You need to be very specific about what the actual problems are of your people that you're wanting to sell something to. That's point A. Point B is inside your offer. So with your rongoā balm, they're going to be able to moisturize their skin. They're going to feel more replenished. They're going to feel just better. They're going to feel like their skin isn't itchy with it on. And point C is who they're going to be after using your product or your service. So after using your rongoā balm, their skin isn't going to react the same way as it did before. Their skin isn't going to be as itchy as it was before. They're not going to break out in a rash all of the time. I'm obviously just making things up here. I don't know what you sell or what you're doing, but I'm just giving you an example. So when you're creating content, you want to support your ideal client at point A, which is their problems, and speak directly to them using dream or pain point marketing. So this is when you either use the problems that they're suffering from or the dreams or aspirations they have. So as an example, it could be something like, do you want to stop having your skin stick to your sheets every time you wake up in the morning because your skin has broken out in a rash? And obviously, like, you can articulate this in a way where you're not using as many words. And if you're wondering why I know so much about skin, is because my skin used to be terrible. But, you know, you can use point A, which is the problems that they're going through, or point C, which is dream, using the dreams and the aspirations. So as opposed to diving deep into the problems, it could be like, do you wish you could put on a t-shirt and not have your dry skin flake everywhere? You know, like, what are the dreams? What are the aspirations? So what you want to do in the content you create is have a problem, which is what they're navigating. You want to offer them a solution, but then you also want to offer them a further solution, which is, you know, getting what you have to offer. You know, actually investing in what you have, because you can do so much with like free, you know, materials, free resources, but the bigger transformation is going to happen when they actually invest in themselves, when they actually, you know, put the effort in to be able to see the transformation that they desire. That's basically it. So, you know, last year I created content on my podcast about a program that I had launched last year. And still this year, people search those same podcast episodes. They listen to it. They're like, oh my gosh, I need to be in this offer. They buy the offer. And it's like literally passive income from something that I don't even need to work on this year. I don't need to put any time or effort into it. Literally, I'm just magnetizing sales while I sleep, like literally doing nothing. And money's flowing in into my business. This is something you can do as well. And I've actually just launched a new offer. It's called Badass Brands. And this is where I'm going to teach you how to build a badass brand that stands out, that magnetizes effortless sales, success, and opportunities whilst working less than you ever have before. This is something that means a lot to me, because if you've been part of my journey before, you'll know how, like, I've literally shared from the beginning the different things that I've navigated in business. And so one of these things was that I would launch offers and I would literally have no people buy them, or a very small amount of people. I used to spend a lot of time overworking and burnt out. I thought that hard work was the secret to building success, but it just left me in poor health and resenting what was once a passion project. I used to get really jealous of people with a 9-to-5 because they could actually clock out. My brain never switched off. If I wasn't actually working, I was worrying about work. You know, I was very jealous of those who were winning in business, because I actually just felt like a failure. I was working so hard on, you know, my first offer that I launched, that ran at a loss. I paid someone $1,500 to come and record the program for me. And when I launched it, I made less money launching it than I had actually spent in order to create it. I felt horrible. I was exhausted working my job and running my business. And I would ask myself things what was I doing wrong? Is there something wrong with me? And in my program, Badass Brands, I'm going to literally walk you through the step-by-step process I took to change this, to stop chasing and to start actually attracting. So, you know, everything changed when I decided that I wasn't going to chase anymore. No more sales calls trying to persuade people to hire me. No more random content for the sake of external validation. The likes, the comments, but no real leads. No more missed birthdays for my friends because I was too busy working. No more 12-hour days that left me questioning the point of everything. Because if hard work was really the secret, then why are so many hard workers failing in business? Instead, I started magnetizing the sales, the success, the opportunities I desired. I could finally stop chasing and start attracting. My DMs now, people are always wanting to work with me. They are asking me when I can fit them in. My emails are always filled with notifications of people buying things that I'm not even talking about. My business gets so many opportunities for media attention, podcast interviews. I literally can't even fit them in. I've just been through this incredible transformation, and I just want to support you so that you can do exactly the same. So in my 6-week program, I'm going to teach you how you can do it. In week one, I'm going to teach you about brand basics, the foundations of building a badass brand without sacrificing time with your whānau, living your best life, or spending time doing the things that make your heart sing. So we're going to solidify your brand movement, your overall mission in business, the reason why you're going to win awards, have articles written about you, and clients and customers flooding your inbox. In week two, I'm going to teach you how to write copy that magnetizes your dream clients, customers, and opportunities. Have your dream clients messaging you things like, sign me up, I'll pay in full, after reading just one of your posts, because your messaging is so potent, it speaks directly to the people you want to work with. In week three, I'm going to teach you how to build a miracle mindset. This is how you master your mindset so that you can do what's required of you without the fear of failure, fear of judgment, debilitating your every move. I'm going to teach you in week four how to create content that actually converts to sales without having to reread your post a million times before posting, wondering if it's going to work. Instead, learn how content I created last year continues to sell offers. We're going to go dive real deep into this. You're going to learn my exact social media strategy, not only of growing a following, but actually converting those consumers of my content into paying customers. In week five, you're going to get a deep, raw, like honest insight into the sales strategies that I personally use. And then in week six, I'm going to teach you how to make power moves. So this is when you release old programming that leaves you working harder and longer, instead anchoring into your magnetism, your pure attraction. You're going to learn how to create an offer suite that actually supports the life you want to live, not the one you think you have to live in order to see the results you desire. You're also going to get a behind the scenes insight into how I've created the freedom for slow mornings without the blaring alarm clock. Like literally that was the first thing that went. I was like, I hate my alarm clock. I really work weekends because like who would want to? And I've just built this life of just pure freedom and joy, and I just love it so much. And so this program is literally going to change your life. I will have all of the information down below. As I said, I've just launched it, so you want to go and check it out because the price will be increasing soon. But yeah, that is a little bit about my new program. I'm so excited for you all to see this because I've been working on it for a while now, and I just know how many lives this is going to change. But as I said, this was going to be a short episode, not a long one. I like these little short, snappy episodes. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you could send this to a friend, share it on your story, or even send me a message if anything specific in here landed for you. Otherwise, I hope you all have the most incredible rest of your day, and I will chat to you all again in our next podcast episode. Ka kite!